A SUNY New Paltz professor is working on a documentary about formerly incarcerated mothers in New York and their challenges in reentry and finding affordable housing. I spoke with filmmaker Megan Sperry about Beyond Shelter. Sperry, a Kingston resident, is working on the feature-length documentary. She got the idea for it while working on her first film, The Domino Effect. That 2012 film is about the gentrification of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and the rezoning of the former Domino sugar refinery to accommodate luxury condos with a small percentage of affordable housing. And she saw affordable housing for formerly incarcerated women as a topic worth exploring in another film, given the mother's difficulties in reentry, becoming reunited with their children, and limited access to resources.
People usually, when I talk about the film, they're like, oh, it's so specific, you know? And I'm like, yeah, it is really specific. But in focusing on this thing, right, that it's affordable housing for formerly incarcerated mothers, which is a mouthful, right, it really does bring to light a lot of different issues, right, that are surrounding either incarceration or reentry or criminal justice or affordable housing or, you know, any of these things. So I don't know, it just feels like it's a really timely subject. It's something that a lot of people don't want to think about, but once they do, kind of it's brought to their attention, they're like, oh yeah, you know, and that's really why I'm making the film. One of the biggest surprises is how many entities are kind of like at the table around this issue and how much of a lack of transparency there is between the entities, right? So you have like federal stakeholders, you have state stakeholders, you have city or local stakeholders, you have nonprofit organizations, and they all know that they're at the table, they all know that they're doing work at the table, but they're not necessarily working together to streamline, you know, reentry or to help people get back on their feet or to start like innovative programming that would, you know, really set somebody up for a successful reentry.
Her film branches out from New York City to include other parts of the state.
I started thinking about this in New York City, and then I moved to the Hudson Valley, and I realized, you know, because geographically of where we're situated, right, a lot of people from the city become incarcerated upstate. And then a lot of decisions about criminal justice and incarceration take place on the Albany level, right? So it's not just a city thing, it's actually a state thing, right? Affordable housing is not just an issue in New York City, it's actually a pretty big issue statewide. So I really thought, okay, well, I'm going to focus on New York City and New York State, and I'm going to look at how it's happening, you know, what's happening here in New York State as like a micro study, and then I would also like to compare that to what's happening nationally.
Sperry, an assistant professor in digital media and journalism at SUNY New Paltz, has a timeline for Beyond Shelter.
So I'm in production now. So I'm still filming. I'm, you know, meeting with my subjects. I'm working with, you know, people that are doing work either as at the nonprofit level, organizational level, or, you know, politicians. So it's in progress, and the goal is to kind of have filming wrapped by next fall and start cutting it then, editing. And really, I started this whole project thinking, like, I wanted this to be a teaching tool. I wanted it to be something that people could use as a way of educating people about the issue and hopefully advocating for change.
Sperry also teaches a spring course on women in film called REEL, that's R-E-E-L, women.
I mean, because I'm an educator and because I understand how, you know, the power of film can really affect change and how people are using film more and more as like a teaching tool, I really am approaching this film like from that perspective, understanding, you know, the end game is to have it have educational distribution and distribution that will help create a platform and create a space for conversations around this issue. So I'm using both of my toolboxes for this project.
Sperry's first film, The Domino Effect, continues to serve as a teaching tool for universities and social justice organizations across the U.S. Again, her film currently in production is called Beyond Shelter. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.